To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It is Friday, news listeners, and time to get today's edition of the BTN News Show started. It's the 11th of March, 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. Get ready! NVIDIA's RTX 3090. Yeah, it's a-coming. Pretty soon, actually. March 29th, in fact. Yes, this is the car that we've heard over and over again that's been delayed due to, yes, hardware issues. However, though, it looks like everything's on track to launch the RTX 3090 on March 29th. Although, for right now, we've only seen basic specs for the thing. 24 gigabytes of DDR6X, running apparently at 21 gigabytes per second. That's about 7.7% faster memory clock, anyways, on the same 24 gigabyte amount of the virtual RAM as the previous RTX 3090. We're also hearing that the RTX 3090T will offer 40 teraflops of GPU performance. Yeah, that's about 11% faster than the RTX 3090. Now the price, we can kind of see that anyways, that's going to be about $1,499. Wow. The availability? Yeah, that's what we're hearing crickets on. It will be available, but to how many? We're not really sure. And NVIDIA is not saying. Welcome to the Amazon Clubhouse. Well, they didn't take the name, but they sure launched a competitor to it. It's called Amazon Amp. Yep, that's their new app. And it's basically more than just about sitting there and listening to music. Nah, they want to turn you into a disc jockey. Apparently, once you sign up for the new Amp app, you'll actually be able to host your own live show. And then once you do that, you'll have the ability to stream tens of millions of licensed songs. And from what we heard, all three big record labels are on board with this. Now, Amazon says their actual goal is to turn any user into a radio DJ. All right, here's the top 40. And even be able to do their own program list, talk to listeners, and yes, even have call-in requests. Now, as we can see, this is basically an Amazon radio service without actually having to pay anybody to actually host it. And as we've said before, their answer to Clubhouse and even Twitter Spaces. Now, the service, it's already launched, although right now it's pretty limited beta. And you better have an iOS device as well, because that's the only platform it's currently available on. So break out those turntables and microphones, yeah. And finally, talk about finally. You ever had this discussion with your friends or even family members? Yeah, are we all going to chip in for this? Anybody that's ordered from Uber Eats knows that feeling. Well, Uber's about to take that awkwardness away. Now everybody can chip in. Yes, Uber Eats is now getting that group order and even bill splitting feature. That means you'll no longer have to pass your phone around to see what the hell everybody wants. Although, yeah, you're still going to have to decide which restaurant to order from, and that's always an easy decision, isn't it? Yeah. After everybody's decided what the hell they want to eat, from there, they'll get a text. Mind you, they'll have to download the app if they haven't already. And then your guests will actually have the choice to pay for the food if they want to. Yeah. So it doesn't completely solve the problem, does it? But at least they kind of have the option. Although Uber Eats still gives you the option if you want to take care of the entire bill. Regardless, according to Uber, whether you split the bill or you decide that you're the sucker and pay for it all, your food will get delivered all together at the same time. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hey, why don't you support the new show? If you love what we do here, we could use your help. It's by your generosity each and every month that we can keep doing this show, so please head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For literally as a price of a cup of coffee per month, you could help keep this show alive. Also, of course, while you're at the British Tech Network, check out all of our podcasts over there, The Photo Show, The Mac Show, and The Big Show, too. Give us a like over there on our Facebook page as well at British Tech Network. We'd love for you to follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But what you should be doing is join our community at our Slack room. Join in the conversation now with a whole bunch of friendly people. We will welcome you with open arms. So come on over today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a great Friday. I hope you even have a better weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.